USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The search continued for a construction worker buried in the rubble of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans after it partially collapsed on Saturday, sending debris through the street. The falling debris and equipment sent workers and bystanders running for safety. Three people died in the collapse, including the missing worker. It's been an agonizing wait for the family of that last remaining victim, who is engaged to a local police officer. Fire Chief Tim McConnell said, quote, "Unfortunately, we've had no success at this time locating the person who is still missing. The scene is still volatile, and officials discovered both yellow cranes are compromised and could collapse at any time, so the evacuation perimeter has been extended." The mayor told the Associated Press the building was last inspected 20 days ago, but there was nothing that would have stopped construction. There is now concern about the security of the building, with rain and high winds predicted to hit over the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
With the strike by factory workers against General Motors now in its 29th day, there are signs that negotiators may be moving toward an agreement. After both sides exchanged barbs last week, bargainers met late into the night each night of the weekend and returned today, talking with few interruptions. All of those are signs that they're progressing on the key issues. The union summit is General Motors Council, a group of factory-level officials, to a meeting in Detroit scheduled for Thursday. This group normally would only be brought together to approve an agreement. But both sides said talks will continue throughout the rest of the week, and no deal had officially been reached at this time. Stocks capped a wobbly day of trading on Wall Street with modest losses, with a shaky start to the week for the market after its first weekly gain in more than a month. Losses in consumer goods makers, utilities, and technology stocks helped outweigh gains in banks and real estate companies. A 2% drop in crude oil also hurt energy stocks. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Federal judges in three states temporarily blocked Donald Trump's policy to deny green cards to many immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, and other government benefits, dealing a setback to one of the president's most aggressive moves yet to cut legal immigration and make it more based on employment skills than family ties. The rulings in California, New York, and Washington, D.C. came in quick succession 4 days before the new rules were set to take effect. Jane Fonda, the actress, has marched in many protests through her years and now has gotten herself involved in climate change, including getting arrested on the Capitol steps. And she's promised to do it each and every week for the next 13 weeks.
I have moved to D.C. for 4 months. I keep thinking of Greta. I think of those young indigenous kids from Standing Rock who ran at age 9, some of them, ran all the way from Standing Rock to D.C. The least I can do is to move my body to D.C., and then every Friday, in front of the Capitol, we're having a fire drill where we will speak about a specific issue having to do with climate change.
The 81-year-old Academy Award winner will demonstrate on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to ask lawmakers to put an end to fossil fuel drilling. She's calling the protest Fire Drill Fridays, and she says they're a combination of Swedish activist Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future protest and the activist group Extinction Rebellion's Civil Disobedience. For USA Radio News, I'm John.